The Chicago Theater of the Air. Produced and narrated by Marion Clare, conducted by Henry Weber, directed by Jack LeBondre, Mutual presents one of America's foremost radio programs, the famous Chicago Theater of the Air productions of the world's greatest musical dramas. Tonight, a special Christmas performance of the enchanting fairy opera, Hansel and Gretel, by Engelbert Humperdinck, starring Virginia Haskins, Ruth Slater, and Bruce Foote, with an all-Chicago dramatic cast headed by Mary Frances Desmond and Elmira Ressler, and the chorus under the direction of Robert Trendler. Ladies and gentlemen, the first few minutes of the Chicago Theater of the Air each week are dedicated to the history and principles of the United States of America, as reaffirmed by Colonel Robert R. McCormick, noted historian, outspoken American patriot, and distinguished editor and publisher of the Chicago Tribune. McCormick will speak on the subject, the American Revolution and its effect. Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Robert R. McCormick.
Some years ago, I spoke on the American Revolution and its effect on world civilization. There have been further developments since then. In this hemisphere, it has brought freedom to Canada. But whether the Canadian people will be free under the form of government to be adopted is in considerable doubt. There has been a recession from free government in Central and South America. Only Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Uruguay are ruled constitutionally. The frequent revolutions in Panama demonstrate the wisdom of keeping our government in the Canal Zone. England and France, of course, have perished in socialism. The Benelux countries have followed much of our philosophy, but are cursed with religion and politics, as are Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Ireland, both north and south. Scotland and Wales may be on the way to achieving statehood. They are both superior to England in social equality, but are more or less enslaved by the latter. The good news has just been received that New Zealand and Australia have thrown out the tyrannous socialist parties. In the Pacific, the Philippines have just held their first general election. Self-government has been introduced by us in Japan. Whether it can maintain itself after our withdrawal remains to be seen. China is in flux. A party known as the Communist Party is in power. But whether it is more communist than anti-exploitationist is not yet plain. England and France, supported by our State Department, have exploited China for 50 years. The Chinese are perhaps more anti-European and anti-American than pro-Russian. The Iron Curtain countries are, of course, in worse condition than any time in their history. And Germany is oppressed not only by the Russians, but the English, French, and ourselves. The English and French policies in line with their history. Ours is a disgrace to the nation that introduced freedom to the world. France continues to oppress Algiers and Morocco and deny our citizens the right to do business there. England scorns the request of the United Nations that it give autonomy to the Central African peoples and the Maltese. She oppresses the people of North Borneo and of Sarawak, bought like slaves from a white sultan. A man of Sarawak has just assassinated an English governor. A native of Sierra Leone, Africa, has shot an English chief justice. After the benign occupation of the American forces, the Solomon Islands are on the verge of revolt against the harshness of British reoccupation. South Africa, so long oppressed by England, is oppressing Germans, Indians, and Africans, also in defiance of the United Nations. With our support, the French are still making war on the Indochinese, and the English on the Burmese and Malays. On the other hand, Ceylon, India, and Pakistan have secured their independence, though timidly remaining within the British Empire. Abyssinia refuses to patronize the French railroad. The United Nations have voted freedom for Libya, wanted by both Britain and Italy. Turkey, Egypt, Iran, and Iraq, so long under Sultan and Shah, now hold elections. Turkey is a quasi-republic, the other is constitutional monarchies. After the Japanese left Indonesia and the Indonesians set up a republic, English troops using American weapons attacked them, and afterwards Dutch troops trained by our Marines and armed with our weapons continued the atrocities. This was countenanced by our State Department, but not by our public opinion, which compelled the withdrawal of martial money to shoot Indonesians. And Indonesia has achieved a qualified freedom. A treaty on something like dominion status has been worked out between the Indonesian and Dutch representatives and has been adopted by both of their parliaments. It is to include free public education, religious freedom, and a Supreme Court. The status of New Guinea still remains to be determined. American doctrines have traveled far. French occupation of the Guianas continues. The French are still in Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Devil's Island. In the Caribbean, the Dutch islands consisting of Curacao, Aruba, Bonaire, St. Martin, St. Eustatius, and Saba are seeking autonomy, leaving their foreign affairs and protection in Dutch hands. It's hard to see what protection the Dutch can give. Curacao, selling oil to the United States, is on the dollar standard and is therefore financially superior to all other Dutch possessions. England is encouraging the island states of the Caribbean to form a colonial government. Perhaps such a one as Franklin had suggested for North America colonies before the Revolution, but not to include the Falkland Islands, which an English governor tyrannizes over. The difficulty is there are different races involved as well as several religions, while the Norman Bahamans and Bermudans, with their proximity to the United States, consider themselves superior to all the others. Alaska and Hawaii continues territory. Statehood is coming to Alaska, but the British blockade of Hawaii and its vital position in the control of the Pacific make it more a fortress than a civil territory. Admiral Pownall has done much for self-government in the superfortress of Guam. Puerto Rico is entirely satisfied with its legislature and elective governor. So we see, the formerly backward countries have improved their status, while the so-called former civilized countries in Europe have gone backwards. Even our own country, the founder of free government, is threatened with statism.
Speaking from the stage of the Chicago Theater of the Air, Colonel Robert R. McCormick, editor and publisher of the Chicago Tribune, has delivered an address on the American Revolution and its effect. Free copies of this significant address may be obtained by writing to the Mutual Broadcasting System, Chicago 11, Illinois. This opening portion of the Chicago Theater of the Air each week is dedicated to the history and principles of the United States of America. Curtain rises on tonight's Chicago Theater of the Air special Christmas production, Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, starring Virginia Haskins, Ruth Slater, and Bruce Foote, with narration by Marion Clare. Hansel and Gretel.
Thank you. Deep in the pages of fairy book life live Peter, the broom maker, and Gertrude, his wife. And of course, their two children, raised from the cradle, the little boy Hansel, the little girl Gretel. The family is poor like old Mother Hubbard. No stew on the fire, no bread in the cupboard. Right now, the two children are alone in their rooms, busily working at making brooms. To help them forget that it's past supper time, they sing a duet, a cute nursery rhyme.
Susie, little Susie, pray, what is the news? The geese are running barefoot because they've no shoes. The cobbler has leather and plenty to spare. Why has he made the poor goose and will have to go barefoot?
Oh, my God.
it's a jolly feat, and it's the sort of fun that I enjoy. I like the quality, not to jump and run.
My stick, I'll make you learn. I'll make your idle fingers burn.
No, Mother, please, we'll play no more.
Look out! The milk jug falls to the floor!
Oh! Jug and milk both gone to waste. Now what food is there to taste?
When you reached for the stick, you knocked it hence.
Silence with your impertinence.
The floor is white with milky foam.
Just wait until your father comes home. Nothing to eat, and you are to blame.
There was milk here, Mother, until you came.
I've heard enough. Out of here with you.
Mother, what do you want us to do?
Off to the woods, you and your brother. Bring back some berries or something or other.
But, Mother, the sun begins to set.
It'll do you no good to fret. Fill this basket by the end of day, or I'll grip you both so you'll run away.
Oh, Hansel, we had better hurry.
All right, come. To the woods we'll scurry.
My poor jug lies in pieces. Blind excitement, despair increases. Oh, God, send help. Do not condemn. No bread, no crumb have I for them. No crust in the cupboard, no milk in the pot. Sad am I. Oh, woe is my lot. He comes, my husband, their father. He'll be enraged at the milk jug's bother.
Oh, for you and me, poor mother, every day is like the other. With a big hole in the crust and a bird in the nest. Ra-la-la-la, ra-la-la-la, hunger is the poor man's quest. Ra-la-la, ra-la-la-la, hunger is the poor man's quest.
He sings as though he's Johnny, filled with alcoholic folly.
'Tis much that we require, just a little food and fire. But alas, it's true enough, life on some of us is rough. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, hunger is a customer tough. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, hunger is a customer tough.
Can I deserve such nonsense as this? Enough now, Peter, has your mind gone amiss?
Yes, hunger's all very well to feel if you can get a good square meal. But when there's not, what can you do? Supposing the purse be empty too. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, oh, for a drop of mountain dew. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, father, look what I have brought.
Oh, Peter, can I believe my eyes? About food. What a grand surprise.
Come now, a hungry beast within my breast, all that will for food I could not rest. Run, la la la, run, la la la, it won't rot, won't be the best in time. Run, la la la, run, la la la, it won't rot, won't be the best in time. Now listen how I walk it to pass. Yonder to the town I went, there was to be a great event. Wedding spares and preparations for all kinds of jubilation. Now's my chance to do some selling, so for that you may be thankful. He who wants to give a feast must have brooms to brush and sweep. So I brought my best goods out, tramped with them from house to house. My broom, good broom, by my precious sweeter cup and sweeter cup. And so I had an excellent trade and sold my brushes at the highest price. Now make haste to bring the platter, bring the glasses, bring the kettle.
Magic is this?
Oh, now, Gertrude, there's my kiss to greet this rare occasion, Gay.
Oh, won't we have a festive day?
But a moment, Gertrude. We are not complete.
What's this you say, my benevolent sweet?
Hensel and Gretel are not about.
They shirk their work. I sent them out.
Out in the woods? So late in the day.
I sent them for berries. And why not pray?
Gertrude, Gertrude, haven't you heard?
Heard what, Peter? Don't look so absurd.
An old, old witch with powers fatal dwells in those woods. What of Hensel and Gretel?
What's this? Oh, the drink your mind does, Harry. Such things as this are imaginary.
This evil witch goes stalking around with a cringy, crunchy, munchy sound. And those little children, plump and fat, with gingerbread and things like that.
Heavens, are you sure of what you say? A witch who makes young children hungry.
On evil bent, with full intent, she eats them up for nourishment.
Oh, hurry, Peter, we cannot wait.
We must find them, Gertrude, before it's too late.
Hensel and Gretel in this night, deep in a forest, picking berries, while the sun goes down as red as cherries. Dark, dark shadows begin to creep as nature makes ready to go to sleep. Pixies and goblins are starting to roam and wonder why the children don't go home. Queer little figures peep through the trees, and Gretel is fascinated by one of these.
There stands a little man in the wood far gone. He wears a little mantle of velvet brown. See who can the man can be standing there beneath the tree. Thank you.
There's a little black cap upon his head. See who can the man can be standing there so fine and blue. With the little black cap upon his the daylight fades away. Right now, their voices may be heard playing games with a little bird.
voices, Hansel. Whose were they?
I don't know. We've lost our way.
They must be goblins. Did you hear them, too?
Stay close to me. I'll take care of you.
My little tyke, I'm a fellow you ought to like.
Who are you? Please tell us, pray.
We're lost. Can you show us our way?
Just close your eyes and calm your fears. This sand will soon help dry your tears.
Oh, I know him, Hansel. I know him down.
The sad bad grail. I
bow. With my little bag of sand, by every tiny bed I stand. Then little tired eyelids close, and little limbs have sweet repose. And from the starry sky above, the angels come with peace and love. The children's slumber hour, deep in a mystic woodland bower. Suddenly through the blackened night, from heaven on high there comes a light.
a light that changes in midair into a brilliant golden stare, and 14 visions shimmer down, each dressed in a pure white angel's gown. Two by two they take their stand near the boy and girl in slumberland. winter day has dawned at last. The shadows of the night have passed. The angels gone back through the air, climbing up their golden stair. The sleeping grateful rubs her eyes and opens them on bright blue skies.
I'm sure won't quibble if we take just a tiny nibble.
It smells so good. It's just like cake I've always wanted to try to bake.
Just a tiny bite. Oh, yum, yum, yum. Here you are, Grandma. Won't you have some?
Nibble, nibble, mousekin.
Oh, what's that?
Could it be a cat?
Nibble, nibble, mousekin. Who's nibbling at my mousekin?
Great, look. A witch is here.
Oh, Hansel. She's angry, too, I see her.
Do not move. Stand where you are.
We'll be right back. We won't go far.
Oh, no, you don't. I know you're scheming.
Hansel, Hansel, perhaps we're dreaming.
Hold my hand. We'll run away.
You cannot run. You're here to stay.
Oh, I cannot move around.
My feet are frozen to the ground.
My magic broomstick holds you still, powerless to do your will.
Please, Madam Witch, we'll try to be good.
We're just two children who are lost in the wood.
Crunchy, minchy, crunchy, munchy, I will have you for my lunchy.
Oh!
Fine and juicy, tender, sweet, such plump little children. So good to eat.
Oh, please don't eat us. We'll be so good.
We'll scrub your floors and cut your wood.
I know just what I'm going to do. Into my gingerbread house with you. My magic oven I soon will heat. And then I'll have a luscious treat. Gingerbread.
Do you know what her plans can be?
I don't like the way she looks at me.
Come now, into my oven and fast. I'll unmute if my appetite will last.
You mean you'll cook up in that fire?
Once in my oven, you'll soon perspire. All this gingerbread that you see is made from children baked to a tea.
You mean your house and these gingerbread toys were made from real live girls and boys?
That they were, and you'll be too. See how my oven beckons you.
A magic oven. Please tell us more. What is the secret of your mystic lore?
Careful, Hansel, don't get too near.
Tell me, witch. Is it warm in here?
You'll find out in a moment, see? Just put your head in the oven like these.
Put your head, don't put your back!
Now she's where I want her left!
Be upon your head.
We thought you'd turn to gingerbread.
Not us, Mother. The witch instead has been turned to gingerbread.
Look in the oven, everyone. The gingerbread witch is almost done.
The witch has turned to gingerbread. The witch has turned to gingerbread. The witch has turned to gingerbread.
Children, see the wonder wrought. How the mean old witch was caught. Gone away. Seven funny sin, evil deeds can be. win. When past bearing is a grief, God alone will surely send relief. Yes, when past bearing is a grief, God alone will send relief.
Directed by Henry Weber, written and directed by Jack DeCondre, this has been an original Chicago Theater of the Year annual Christmas production of Hansel and Gretel, starring Virginia Haskins as Gretel, Ruth Slater as Hansel, and Bruce Foote as the father. Featured speaker was Colonel Robert R. McCormick, editor and publisher of the Chicago Tribune. Robert Trendler was in charge of the chorus. In synchronized speaking roles tonight were Mary Frances Desmond as Gretel, Elmira Ressler as Hansel, Muriel Bremner as the mother, Everett Clark as the father, Hope Summers as the witch, and Norman Gottschalk as the sandman. This is Lee Bennett cordially inviting you to next week's Chicago Theater of the Air production, a special Christmas performance of Victor Herbert's Babes in Toyland, starring Marie Haddon, Lois Fair, and David Polari. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.